Halloween is coming up, and that means loads of spooky movies pop up out of nowhere, ready to scare us into November. One of the earliest of these movies is showing at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County right before the holiday. And from the library, it's music reference librarian Steve Kemple, who's here, and also Jeff Stout, who is the leader of the Symphony of Horror. Now, why are these two guys here? That's because of the Experimental Music Presents Film with Live Soundtrack, which, when we come down to it, that's a pretty horrible title for what we're going to be talking about. So let's get right to it. Thanks for being here, both of you.
Yes, thank you for having us, Frank.
So what is the film that'll be showing right before Halloween?
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which is a 1920 silent German film about a somnambulist who wakes up and allegedly commits these mysterious murders. It's a work of German expressionism. It's very frightening, and it kind of captures the horrors of post-World War I Europe. It was made at the same time as the Spanish influenza, which would have been a pandemic in Europe at the time. So you really get a lot of the horror of that time period.
You use the word horror, and this has been described, I think it was Roger Ebert who says this is the first horror movie ever. And horror movies from 100 years ago to now, they've changed dramatically. But back then, the horror wasn't as explicit as movies are today. And a lot of it is just mood, like the settings of the sets and the gloom of the lighting or lack of. I mean, that's pretty much what this whole movie's about, right?
Yes, yes. And the set design is really what makes it, even today, a spectacular, frightening film. The designers, Walter Riemann and Walter Röhrig, were very influenced by German Expressionist painters and printmakers at the time. So it's almost like you're watching this deeply psychological mystery inside of a Cubist painting, and you really get the sense of these scenes collapsing on you, and you're sucked in, and you feel claustrophobic, and it's all thanks to the visual aesthetic of the film, which was highly influential. The director of Rosemary's Baby talked about designing the set at the Dakota to try to have the same effect of pulling the viewer in and making them feel claustrophobic and kind of overwhelmed by these very large sets. I was reading some trivia about the movie last night, and I learned that Alfred Hitchcock was actually on the set as a 19-year-old during the making of this film, and he later described this as influencing his entire body of work for the rest of his life.
Now, we've been talking about the visual aspects of this movie. It was a silent movie, and that's all there was. But for this showing, you're going to be adding a live music soundtrack, and that's where our other guest comes in, Jeff Stout, who is the leader of the Symphony of Horror. What are you going to be doing?
Well, there's several trick questions in there. First of all, I want to point out Symphony of Horror is their name for it, not mine. I also want to clarify that it's a noise music soundtrack. It's just as the set of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari was very progressive and original and different, we are also going to try to offer something different in terms of audio accompaniment.
So we're not talking music in the normal sense then?
Probably not in most people's normal sense of music, but anything can be music according to some definitions, and this is kind of somewhere in between music and noise, I would say.
Let me ask this. If someone says, here's a symphony, I will ask what instruments are played and how many musicians are there?
I think the term Symphony of Horror actually comes from the first time we did this, which was we provided a noise soundtrack for Nosferatu. Once they put a soundtrack to that, they called that group the Symphony of Horror, and so we've kind of adopted that name.
The subtitle for Nosferatu is actually Nosferatu, a Symphony of Horror.
Ah, yes.
And this is the third time I've had Jeff lead the series, and he's put together a remarkable, kind of ridiculous motley crew of musicians and circuit vendors and noisemakers.
Well, I'll ask the question maybe a different way then. If not instruments per se, what tools or devices do you use and other musicians use to create the noise, the sounds to go along with the movie?
Well, as Steve pointed out, there are circuit bending people sometimes involved. And like for Nosferatu, I think I played a theremin as well as a slide whistle. And the theremin was actually a theratome. It was a book that was a theremin that was invented by our friend Nebula Girl. And she also participated in our second performance last year when we did The Phantom of the Opera. And Iove has been with us in the last two occasions, and I think he'll be performing with us again this time. He usually uses these, I don't know even what they are, oscillators or something, and he's turning dials and making tones and drones. Sometimes people play piano, trumpet, violin, but just everything is used in an unconventional way. And as Steve pointed out, it is an orchestra of an almost like super group of hot freaks and noise musician weirdos.
With this film that you'll be playing too, is this a set scored or is it going to be just improvisational?
It'll be improvisational.
But you got to be familiar with the movie though, right?
Indeed. We usually do some run-throughs and try to learn about the film because we try to play off the film. It is definitely a relationship. We're not just trying to make noise during the film. We try to enhance the film and enhance the experience. And I find that noise music is often helped by having a added visual component. And I think masterpiece of a film like Cabinet of Dr. Caligari could be enhanced with a less conventional soundtrack than what one might find on video.
Because over the years, people have put specific soundtracks to classic silent films. I remember the old Metropolis movie has gone through a number of versions, including, was it Giorgio Moroder or whatever his name is, the guy who did all the disco music. He came up with one. When you're coming up with your soundtrack, do you have to worry about what's coming up in the movie at any particular time to set up what you play?
No, it's all very live. We try to play off of the film as it's happening, but that's why it does help to be familiar with it.
Like if somebody gets hurt, somebody gets stabbed in a regular movie, the sound, the music will suddenly get very loud to maybe shock the audience along with what's on the screen. Is that part of your function too?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We try to play off the film.
I was talking to Half Meng, who will be performing with the Symphony of Horror this year last night. And we were talking about the film and he was describing how much he loves the shadows and angles and how he was really looking forward to trying to turn that into a sonic experience. What would those shadows and triangular shapes sound like? During Nosferatu a few years ago, he had, I think it was a drum kit piled onto a trampoline with some kind of bizarre contraption involving wires and dry ice. And he stood on the trampoline playing the saw while trying to balance everything. And of course, everything shifted around, making these kind of weird, it's almost impossible to describe, like walking through a tunnel in a thunderstorm or something.
So we're talking about a movie from 1920, very influential over the years, and it's kind of like perfect for upcoming Halloween. So this is at the main library downtown on Vine Street. It's Wednesday, October 28th, 7 p.m. that evening. There's also a competition with this. Who wants to talk about that?
There will be a costume contest, so if the audience wants to dress up as, well, whatever you want. And then Symphony of Horror will be the judges.
Ha ha ha, it'll be scary.
Wear a spooky costume and we'll have a spooky prize of some kind.
You'll have to find out what it is.
Laughing about an early horror movie from 1920, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. We've all read about it, but this is your chance to see it and to see it with a live soundtrack. We're not going to say music, but it's definitely a symphony of horror, right?
Yes, you could say that, yes.
Jeff Stout is the leader of the Symphony of Horror, and his group will be doing the music for a screening of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari at the main library on Vine Street. It's Wednesday, October 28th, starting up at 7 p.m. And Steve Kempel is the music reference librarian who knows all about this movie. Thank you both for being here and telling us about this upcoming show.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.